Oregon Consumer Justice created the guide after the Oregon Consumer Privacy Act took effect last summer, empowering residents to control how businesses collect and use their personal data. The guide explains how to request records of collected and sold personal information. Malena Lechon Galdos is with the Portland nonprofit SUMA that helped work on the guide. She says most people do not understand how much of their data, from internet search histories to social security numbers, is being collected, bought, and sold.
The internet is a tool that everyone at this point needs to utilize, even if it's getting basic resources. And so how can we do it in a way that is safe?
The guide includes step-by-step instructions on how to opt out of targeted advertising and stop the sale of personal data. The new tool is free and available in English and Spanish online at ocj.org/data. Cookies, explains Lechon Galdos, help websites track the personal information people enter, as well as users' locations. All of this information is bought and sold by data brokers to create personalized advertisements. Information can also be purchased by federal agencies and used in investigations, Lechon Galdos adds, which has raised concerns about warrantless surveillance.
What we want community to know is there are risks here, and here's how to mitigate some of these risks so you can feel more knowledgeable, more in control.
The new tool addresses barriers to digital rights awareness, Lechon Galdos explains, including complex jargon and limited tech access. Oregon Consumer Justice says they hope the information will help build a network of informed data privacy advocates. I'm Isabel Charlet, Oregon News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.